Good morning, this is Dave Allen with The Gold, and today I'm sitting in my car having a break from work by the beach. And there's not too many people on the beach this morning because it's kind of cloudy here on the Costa Brava, but it's not a bad day. And in fact, I quite like it when it's a bit cooler because it's easier to sleep at night when it's not so darned hot. I'm working at a campsite, which is right by the beach, as I just said, and we've had a whole pile of German kids arrive this morning, and they're all settling in and getting themselves ready to go off and have some fun for a couple of weeks. And they're generally a good bunch of German kids, these lot. Anyway, they're a well-run group, and it's quite a good holiday for them. A lot of our guests at the campsite come from Barcelona and other towns close by, like Olot and Girona. And they have what's known as a staycation, I suppose. But when the weather's good and the sun's shining and you have beaches, why come anywhere else? Well, I suppose you go other places if you want to, you know, find out about other cultures and other places and what they're doing, what people look like and all that sort of thing. But sometimes it's just easier, isn't it, just to go somewhere you know and somewhere that's just handy. Talk about going places where you know. A lot of people that come to the campsite, well, there's some people that have been coming for the last 30, 40 years. They started off coming here when they're kids, and now they come here and they've got kids, and some of them even got grandkids that they come along with. How about that then? It's not a bad place really, is it, when people keep coming back and they love it that much? Sometimes, I don't know, I kind of wonder why you'd want to sort of go back to the same place all the time, but I suppose it's the familiarity of it, and you know where everything is, and it's kind of like home from home. And I suppose that sort of thing just appeals to some people, though. I don't know, I think I'd perhaps like to go somewhere different from time to time and see different people and I like photography, so I'd want to sort of have other things to photograph rather than always the same things. Anyway, this campsite, it's at Playa de Aro, and the Spanish call it Playa de Aro. And on Friday nights in the summertime, we have nights of jazz. And not far away, there's a place called Caproche. And they have various people coming along and doing some singing. And this year we've got Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga doing a stint there. Previous year, I think there was Elton John was here last year, the year before. And this year we've also got James Arthur and a few others there whose names I don't know. They're all sort of different sorts of people. The jazz night's usually quite good, although I keep forgetting to go there because it's about 11 o'clock it starts in the night, and I've just been working for 8 hours prior to that, and quite often at the end of the day at that time I'd rather go and have a jump in the sea and have a bit of a swim and lie there floating and looking up at the stars and then go home for a cup of tea. A bit later in August or September there's the surfing fest, or the rock and roll fest that might be this year, and have a few bands coming and playing, and that sort of starts late in the evening too, but they have that quite close to the campsite, so I don't have to walk down to the other end of the campsite to be able to go and have a look at it. And the time I've been to before, it was quite good, although it was surf music last time and it was all pretty good. I mean, quite good bands, but it got a bit boring after a bit because it all kind of same sort of sound to it. So anyway, everyone was enjoying themselves while I was looking at this surf bands playing last year. And I'll have a look and see what's going on this year. I think it's rock and roll this year, and it should be a bit better if it is. The cycling is very popular around here. All year round we get cycling teams coming down here. Quite often you'll sort of go along the road there and you'll see a huge great bunch, a peloton of cyclists all together cycling around and going up the hills and down the hills. And they'll come down to the south here during the winter time so they can get a bit of warmer weather to do a bit of training. And but during the winter time that's fine. But in the summertime, well, everyone gets out on the bicycle anyway, and we've got a cycling track here close by, and sometimes I go on that cycle track when I'm going home, and this cycle track, it goes out as far as Olot, which would be a long old trip, but I prefer to stick onto the roads because it's a little bit more of a smoother ride, even though I have got some nice smoother tyres on there instead of the knobblies that I was using on my mountain bike before. But I say, I've got it converted into an electric bike now as well, and that makes me go even faster. And of course, if you're going a bit faster, you want to have a bit of a smoother ride as well. Though it gets a bit sore on the rear end. Quite a lot of the campers in the campsite, because they come so often and I see them so many times. I mean, this is my 8th year in the campsite, and some of the people have seen it every year since I've been here. And so I get to see the women, they arrive here pregnant. The next year, there's a baby turn up. And the year after that, the child is running around. And the year after that, they're toddling around and running around and going on bicycles and things. And so it's quite nice to see this, really, you know. I quite like that. Anyway, say, for instance, there's a Dutch family come down this year. And the little girl was quite small last year. And this year, she's running around on a little bicycle and having a great time. And got a bit more talkative as well. She was more likely to say hello than she was the previous year. And they're a lovely family. And Harry Herman, he goes out on his bicycle all the time. And she's not so keen on the bicycling. But he'll go off and have a wander around on his bicycle. Maybe do 50, 60 kilometres and come back in again. What a life. What a way to spend your holiday. Having some fun on a bicycle. There's a few art exhibitions on from time to time as well. There's a place called Castel d'Aro nearby, and there's been some art sort of displayed there, and they have a doll sort of exhibition as well. Not really interested in dolls myself, but anyway, the art's usually, you know, okay, sort of usually local stuff. Somewhere near here this year, there's an exhibition. I think there's some O'Keeffe works, and I haven't checked it yet, but I think it might be Georgia O'Keeffe, and if it is, it's, well, she did a lot of paintings of lady parts, lady bits, private lady bits. And I don't know, I might go have a look at some of those because I haven't seen any of those in the flesh, as it were, so it could be interesting. And she was sort of an interesting artist anyway, Georgia O'Keeffe. And one or two other artists in that group as well. And there's a bit of a tradition here of having some good artists. In fact, even in the town where I live there, Santa Cristina, there's the bank has a room there which it sort of uses as an art exhibition room. And even my neighbour actually sort of had an art exhibition there recently. And some sort of interesting bits of art from time to time to have a look at. The other thing that's happening at the moment is the Festa Major. And that is where the town has a bit of a party. And you have fireworks at the start of it, the fireworks at the end of it. This is one in San Filio, which is a nearby town. And we just had the Festa Major in Santa Cristina. And the first time in about maybe 3 or 4 years they've had the Carafoc. Now the Carafoc is basically where it's running. It's called running. Carafoc kind of means running fire really in Catalan. Something like that anyway. Anyway, the Carafoc, you have these devils, or the demons. And they sort of get, well, they're all dressed up in hoods and fancy sort of cloaks and things that are fireproof and whatever else. And these people, what they do is they sort of have a firework on the end of a stick and they sort of swing it around above their heads and there's flames and sparks and everything going everywhere. And the children of the town, what they do is they put on their oldest clothes and a hat as well. And I hope they have something on to protect their eyes too, but still. What they do is they run up and get close to the people swinging the fireworks around and they sort of jump up and down. And it's all sort of a bit of fun. And I love it. It's brilliant. It's one of the best Catalan traditions there is, I think. I really, really like it. And what else? There's the thing with the giants. They have these giant sort of, not statues, but they carry them around and they sort of do little dances with these giants in the street. They must be about, 3 metres, maybe even 4 metres tall, and one person sort of carrying it, as it were. And look very traditional. They look great. And they have this traditional music that goes with it as well. They have the similar sort of instruments, or the same instruments that they use when they're doing the Scythe Anna's dancing. And I say, it's an interesting sort of thing to go and have a look at. And usually I'm working, so I don't get to see, but I did see some photographs of it. So this is Dave Allen, Wizard of Gold, having a little bit of a chat about things happening at the campsite. And what I'm going to do is, I'm going to post this up and I'll have a bit of a chat about some other things later. Like things to do with my Apple Watch and my Mac and my iPad and my iPhone and all that sort of stuff and the sort of techno things that I really like doing and playing with and using. So this is Dave Allen with the Gold. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.